bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the 21st chapter of Revelation. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. Since everyone has been talking about the passing of Michael Jackson, I have resisted the urge to add to the noise. I've also remained silent in regard to the recent passing of other notables like Ed McMahon, Gail Storm, Oscar Mayer Jr., Robert McNamara, and Carl Malden. All of these were covered in the news and didn't call for any kind of commentary. Still, today a few words about death might be in order. That thought was motivated by two stories which have been sent to me. One involves the death of a 2-year-old girl in Florida. She was killed by the family's 12-foot-long pet Burmese python. It was a death which was preventable and should never have happened. The other story was carried on July 8th by the Associated Press. That article told of a New Jersey man who died by falling into a vat of melted chocolate. Those two stories got me to thinking. It occurred to me that death is coming. I don't know when it's going to arrive for me, or for you. I don't know the manner in which death is going to show its face. But I do know it's coming. Stories like the ones I've just shared say death is coming for the rich, the powerful, the famous, the young, the old. It is coming in a way which is predictable, and in ways seemingly impossible. There's one other thing which I know. I also know that life is coming. Throughout the Bible, the Lord assures us that His grace, as proven by Jesus' perfect life, His unfair death, and His victorious resurrection, promised that life is coming. Did you hear what the book of Revelation says? Death shall be no more. Mourning won't be any more. Crying won't be any more. Pain won't be any more. The grief we all experience when we say an earthly farewell to a loved one will be no more. It is a blessed thought, a wonderful fact. The Lord has done all which is necessary so people of faith may enter an eternity where death shall be no more. Which is why today, I give thanks because of Jesus, the former things have passed away. We pray. Dear Jesus, for having lived a life which would lead to the cross, I give thanks. By your sacrifice, I shall, someday, enter a place where the old hurts and pains are gone, where death is banished, and joy will reign forever. May I, while there is still time, share your story with those who need to hear, to know, to see how much you care. In your name, amen.